It's time for overrated, underrated, or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text 651-461-9226. Come on, join the fun.
It's kind of our, we like to sing along.
I like that. In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. Susie.
Yes.
Let's play the game.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Yes.
Usually I start.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go with some underrateds today. Ooh. I'm going to do a couple of, a little more poignant underrateds. How about
like
that?
Like a very positive Susie Jones
poignant
today.
Should we have
underrated.
A little Enya playing behind you during this?
Well, I don't know. So last
just
week,
play the jingle again.
Last week, I was on what my mother dubbed a heritage tour. So I'm saying we went to my family in Sleepy Eye are all buried in the St. Mary's Cemetery in Sleepy Eye. Mm-hmm. So what I'm saying is looking back at your family and where you're from and who you are and where you were born and when you died and when you were married is it's important. So I'm saying it's underrated, right? Is that the correct?
Yes.
Yes, right.
Were you surprised at how poignant it would be or
yes.
how much it would mean to you?
Yes. And I knew a lot of it, but I didn't know certain things. Like my great-grandmother, Regina Riedel, was born in Germany, died at the age of 46 with a condition called like endocrinology. It's something to do with a heart. So she suffered for years. Mm. And she had like 15 kids. Not really. She had seven. And
it's basically the same.
Well,
typical
you know what
media.
I mean?
She just keeps changing her story.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kamala.
Wow.
I'm joking.
I hope so. Anyway, goodness gracious, that caught me off guard. The point is, I was moved and it was something that was pretty cool. And the lady at the Brown County, Minnesota Records Department was so gracious and so kind and got down the big, big books with the tiny little writing. And she showed us where our great grandma died and what line and what doctor was seeing her. And it was pretty cool. And the woman was quite gracious and said, you know, you should do genealogy. You should do ancestry.com because you can really figure out a lot about your family. So it was really kind of cool. And I just think if people are interested, I mean, sometimes it can open a can of worms. I've heard people end up hating each other in their families when they get into the meat and potatoes. But anyway, it was very cool. So that's my underrated for the day. What do you think? You like it?
I do like that. My dad has done a lot of the genealogy stuff, looking at our family.
Okay.
To find out where the Harrigan name comes from in Ireland.
Oh, did you find your town?
I don't think he was able to get like definite answers on that. I'd have to look at this is years ago where he really, you know, worked hard at trying to find some answers. But what I do remember is, you know, growing up thinking a lot of Irish heritage in the family, just from the name, you know, a lot of Irish. I'm like 5% Irish. That was kind of disappointing. I want a little more.
Sure.
I don't want Scandinavian just like everyone else around
just
here.
Just a mutt.
I thought I was special.
I'm a Schrader. That name says Germany
yes.
all over it.
Yes.
I did the Ancestry.com, Susie.
And?
I'm like 4% German.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. All Jamaican. I didn't know that. No. I was Irish Scott.
Irish Scott.
Is
oh,
the
yeah.
most of it.
Yeah.
And she's like 4% German. I don't know if my... Thank God my grandfather's gone, because if he'd have found out I'm only 4%, he would have really been brokenhearted and not realize we were a proud German heritage for
you know,
the most part.
Right, because people really hold on to that,
yeah.
you know, no matter if you're 4%
pride.
Or
yeah.
70%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Another place we visited on our heritage trip, because mm-hmm. she has a friend. My mom went to nursing school at St. Teresa's in like 1948, and she had 10 women friends that all graduated, and there's three left. So one of them lives in Pipestone. Have you ever heard of Pipestone or know
yeah,
of Pipestone?
Yes.
It's almost to South Dakota, but we visited her friend, and while mom was visiting her friend, we went to the Pipestone Quarry and learned about indigenous people, and they quarried for pipestone, a particular kind of stone, which they used to carve peace pipes. So it's a sacred land, and it's very rare. It doesn't show up in a lot of places in the country. So if you are from a tribe in the country, you can come to the city of Pipestone and quarry for this particular stone for you to make into a peace pipe. How about that?
That's a trip.
Again, I'm just going to say history is underrated. Like, learn about stuff.
Learn. Overrated. Don't pay attention.
Ah, you're a bum.
It's fine.
You're a bum. But you get my point. I mean,
I totally do, much stuff
we don't know. You go somewhere and you're like, what? So I love learning stuff.
I as well. I love history. I didn't love it when I was growing up. Could care less about it. The older I've gotten, the more I've started to appreciate the stories, the history. Like, look, you just, not only did you teach us a little bit there, but Pipestone just seemed like random words put together for a town, but the stone was made to create peace pipes.
Yes.
Pipestone.
And their story, the Native American story, because we've watched a little film, was that at one point in history, it rained and rained and rained and rained, and this young girl went to the top of a hill, and she was the only one left on the planet, and the skies opened and sent a man to repopulate the earth. So you hear the flood story again. I had never known that Native American Indians had a flood story.
Many different cultures around the world have. Oh, yeah. The flood story is something that is generally just accepted that that did happen. But everybody's got kind of a different twist on it.
Isn't that something? Yeah. I didn't know. So, again, crazy, fun. I love it. Eat it up. It was beautiful weather. I like this weather, by the way. I think this weather is properly rated.
I would agree with that as well. This weather is perfectly
rated. 78 and sunny with zero dew point. Well, a little bit of
could
one.
Could do without the 60 highs last week.
I know, but still.
68 in August. Get out of here.
All right, who's next? I know those are my big wingers today.
I'll get one of mine out of the way. Then we can jump to the break and I can finish up. And Dave, you can go in second segment.
That sounds great.
I'll start with this one. Saturday night, a bachelor party for me.
Oh, my goodness.
It's been not my bachelor party.
No, right. You're
For a buddy who's getting married next month.
Second time, first time?
First time.
Oh, nice.
First time, but the first bachelor party that I've been to and that most of us have been to in 10, 12 years.
Sure.
And I got to say, getting old, it changes a bachelor party. I only joined for about the second half. They started the day just going to a restaurant, getting some wings, and they went to a place that's like an axe throwing arcade, the whole deal. And I should mention the gentleman getting married is sober.
Okay.
So it certainly changed things. Mm-hmm. After that, I caught up with him at the ball game, at the Twins game.
Okay.
And you'd think, okay. 9:30, 10 o'clock or so. Well, this must be the time you go across the street to Seville or, hit one of the bars around town. We went back to his place with the intention of perhaps playing poker or something like that. The poker chips never even came out of the case because we were too busy sitting around a table talking about, the problem with the younger generation. One of the guys is a high school teacher, and he was telling us all about the kids in his class and how they're all addicted to their phones and all. It's so different now than when we were. The lamest bachelor party I've ever been to, and it was an absolute delight.
Absolutely.
I loved every minute of it for a guy that personally kind of hated my own bachelor party.
Did you?
Yes, because it was, for the most part, very typical.
Yeah, drunk.
We didn't do the strip club thing, but it was, go to the bars and, bar hopping, all my friends trying to, just mainline liquor into me, and I was having no part of it, not wanting to feel like an absolute, pile of trash the next day.
Yeah.
And to just go, I didn't have a single drink.
Wow.
I didn't have a single drink.
And you had
I
a
just
good
drank
time.
Water, and we talked, and we laughed, and we played ping pong, and we watched. Honestly, the night started back at his house when we got there. Are you guys up to speed on the viral Australian breakdancer gal?
No.
We're a dichotomy, sir.
Did you see the videos over the weekend?
But are you up on the TikTok sensation?
Yeah.
Okay, so she was in the breaking competition at the Olympics. Her name was Rachel Gunn, going by the name of Ray Gunn, because they all have these
they do.
Monikers. And she was terrible. She was absolutely terrible. The moves were laughable. And this kind of went viral Friday night into Saturday. And so somebody pulled up the videos on the TV and...
laughed your head off.
I mean, breakdancing was on for 2 hours as people were laughing at her Olympic performance and then dug deep into her performances at, like, the Australian trials to see who got to go to the... I mean, this was a bachelor party in 2024 with a bunch of 40-year-olds.
Sitting around mocking children trying to do their best. Nice, Dave Harrigan.
She's actually 36, okay?
Real nice.
She's 36 and a college professor. She teaches cultural studies.
Oh, then that opens the door.
Oh,
she should totally be mocked.
Yes,
I get that.
Right.
Let's take our break. We'll come back. We'll continue our lists right here on News Talk 830 WCCO. In for Chad Hartman, I'm Dave Schrader. We are in the midst of it, the thick of it. This is overrated, underrated, properly rated. In the least sing-songy voice I could possibly do, because I didn't feel like I should even come close to trying to compare to the dulcet tones of that opening jingle.
We can hit it again.
No.
Anytime you want it, Dave. We can hit it again.
Let's do it at the end of the segment.
Oh, okay. Let's
bump out.
That way we can ride out on it. Yeah,
very nice.
That
like sounds it. Very good. I'll continue. Have either of you...
Well, we do have some breaking news.
What?
I do want to mention. The surname Harrigan was first found in the County Cork in Ireland. So
County
there you go. Now you know where you're from.
I've been to
And Munster
Cork.
Was another place. You were very populous in Munster.
I don't think I've been to Munster, but
it's
I've
a
I like the cheese.
Cork. Yeah. I like the show. Herman, Lily.
What's better, the cheese or the show?
The show.
I agree. Cheese.
I think the not cheese me. Is kind of boring.
I like the cheese, and we're not going to fight about this. Let's get on with it.
Munster cheese, overrated.
Shut the heck up, you dog. Go ahead.
do either of you or have you ever had a fruit tree?
No.
Like an apple tree?
Yes, I had peach trees growing up in Illinois.
Did you enjoy that?
I did.
Okay.
My neighbor's wife used to make us peach cobbler and... peach jams. And,
wow, nice. That's a good memory.
That's nice because you didn't have to do the work.
We had a raspberry bush in the back of our yard when I lived in Golden Valley. That was fun.
We've had, since we moved into our home in 2011, a very large overgrown apple tree in our front yard. Yesterday, I got to cut it down.
For what reason?
It was not doing well.
Oh.
It had lost a... significant portion last fall. About half the tree went after a rainstorm, and we lost another good portion earlier this spring, and it was already, even before that last piece fell down, it was time. But yesterday, I finally got to get the job done. That is underrated.
Satisfying. Job well done.
So satisfying to not only cut up the tree, have it done, have the whole thing down except for a stump, but to not have to deal with apples in my yard for the next few months, pick them up every week as I'm getting ready to cut the grass, deal with the moldy, gushy ones.
And hornets and bees.
Yes, and have every fall boxes and boxes of apples. What am I going to do? I can't even give away this many apples. Making so much applesauce, I cannot tell you how happy I am to be able to have cut that tree down and for my wife to not be mad at me that I cut the tree down.
Oh, good.
That's great. The overrated part of it is now starting yesterday and I'm sure moving forward for the next few days, having everybody in our neighborhood or anybody who's ever driven by our house saying, you cut down your apple tree!
Happy or sad?
And have a conversation about it. Oh,
yeah.
Everybody who was walking by yesterday, you cutting it down? Yes.
That's what it
That's
looks
why
like.
I'm up on a ladder with a saw. That is exactly what's happening.
I've got an apple tree in my front yard, and it's dropping apples over in my neighbor's yard.
Oh, no.
And he comes out, and he goes, man, you want to have one of your kids come out here and pick up these apples? I go, it's your side of the property, buddy. It's your problem.
Whoa.
And then he glared at me, and I said, you keep this crap up, and I'm going to chop this tree down. I think he's going to keep it up, if I'm being honest with you. I didn't really tell him that, but he always laughs because – half the apples end up in his yard.
Does he like the apples?
I don't ask. I don't like to know my neighbor. Susie, for God's sake, it's 2024. Who wants community?
Does he pick them off the branches that reach over into his yard?
No, they just I think the tree is vindictive, to be honest. I think it purposely leans over and shakes itself into his yard after a rainstorm.
Take that, Bob.
Yeah.
Why don't you go ahead?
That's it?
Yeah, that's
good. I got a couple in the first. Here, overrated. Dave Schrader is a fill-in host. That guy's the worst. Have you listened to him on WCCO?
It's not good.
Oh, my God.
It's really not good.
I don't
good.
Know what management's thinking.
It's obvious they're not.
And they
yeah.
can't find anybody else? Sakes.
Well, I heard there was a sock puppet that was up for the gig with me. Moths got it. That's what took place.
That's really tough.
Shoot.
Hot yoga. That's way overrated. Have you ever tried yoga?
Yes.
Had it hot. It's unpleasant and very stinky.
And when did you do that?
I don't think that's any of your business, Susie.
I think if you bring it up, it is certainly my business.
It is. I have, because when I was on the road filming a TV show, our friend Cindy Kaza said, you should try hot yoga. I'm like, I'm not even sure I know how to do yoga. And she goes, listen, it's warm, so like your muscles are more loose. And I'm like, that I'll try, because I really think I'm very brittle. I know I'm old. I'm going to snap things.
Mm-hmm.
And I went in, and it was offensive to all of my senses. So really? Hot yoga, I think, way overrated.
Mm.
And free-form jazz, no thank you.
Okay.
Those would be my overrateds. My underrated, quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten to the age where I really appreciate quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
Do you schedule that for yourself?
I try to. I mean, it's hard. I've got a very active household, but like driving the last couple of days, I've had to do a lot of driving, and I've really enjoyed just not speaking for hours and not being spoken to. It's kind of, there's something freeing. I think the kids are calling it raw dogging now.
Oh, God.
Do we?
Such a terrible. Yeah.
How has the media latched onto that term and said, you know, maybe we need to change that?
No, because the media loves the fact that it's got a nasty connotation to it, but they're not using the nasty version of raw dogging. Raw dogging, for those of you that are not in the know, is now when you go on a plane not eating, drinking, or watching any media, reading, or using your phone for the longevity of that flight.
And you try, for social media purposes, to brag about, I did 7 hours.
Yeah.
I did 10 hours. I did 12 hours just staring ahead.
That's raw dogging.
It is the dumbest social media trend in the history of social media.
I don't know.
Well, okay, Tide Pods might be there.
What's Tide Pods?
Jumping out of the car and dancing alongside it while it's moving. That seems pretty dumb, too.
Stupid.
Yeah.
These kids these days, they ain't got no brains.
I'm in their rock and roll music, Susie. You know what's properly rated? Slip-on shoes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're great. They're just wonderful. You take them for granted, but whenever you need to just go out real quick and check the mail, they're there waiting for you.
Mm-hmm.
They ask nothing in return. Just wear me out once in a while.
Yes.
That's where I go.
So yeah, just leave them by the door, right?
Yeah, I do. They don't care. Sometimes one is in one room, one's in the other, and I got to find them. Because, you know, I'm flicking them out. For a guy that does not like yoga, I'm still kind of flexible and can boot my shoes around pretty good.
One goes to the living room, one to the laundry room. Who cares? We'll find them later.
Sometimes my dog just naps with it.
Keeps it warm.
Yeah. Sticks his nose in and cuddles it. I'm like, what?
I want to smell Dave's feet.
Yeah. It's a thing. It's a thing.
Lord.
I call it raw dogging it. He just sticks his nose right in the shoe and...
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not here to judge.
I don't like that.
I'm not here to judge. Susie, thanks for playing
along.
Yes.
Well, good of you to ask me to join with Chad not here. Sometimes when the host is out, things change, but here you are.
All right. Then I'd like to move Dave Schrader as a fill-in host from overrated to just right rated then.
Properly.
Properly.
Yeah, properly.
You've been rated properly.
I think that's good.
You know what? We should go out on a high note. How about a little musical interlude, Dave? Have you got something for us?
I could dig something up. Yeah, just give me
all
a second. Here it is. Woo! It's time for
Love It. I'm going back to the newsroom.
Bye, Susie.
Or properly rated with the Chad Hartman Show. Live here on CCO. Call or text.
Not now, it's over.
651-461.
Did AI write this for you?
2226.
This is all me, baby.
Come on, join the fun.